if you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to Pumba Foods Live, right here on a Monday night. As a matter of fact, it is, what's today's day? Today is Monday, October 15th, here on Pumba Foods Live, and we appreciate you guys taking the time to join us. We appreciate all the downloads, all the likes, the subscriptions, and the thumbs up, and all that other stuff, man. We really, truly appreciate that. Thank you guys for joining us. We're going to talk a lot more about that as the night progresses, because, boy, did we get some big news this week, some pretty amazing news. I was kind of blown away by the whole thing. But, you know, also a big shout out to our buddy Chef Rob Prado for joining me last week and helping out and do a little pinch hitting as our buddy Dave was on. He wasn't feeling well. Let's leave it at that. So he needed some time to take it. Oh, what's that sound? Oh, I know what that is. Sounds like Dave is back with us tonight. Right now you can tell because that's his intro. Dave, what's up, buddy?
What's going on?
You know, man, it's a Monday night sitting here. I got the candlelight burning. By the way, the candle I have burning has three wicks. It's a three-wick candle.
Fancy. Yep. Is it one of those wood wick candles?
I'm not sure if you're hitting on me, but nope. That is not what it is. it's like a glass thing with three wicks. It smells kind of like vanilla and cedar.
All right.
Yeah, I like, you were making fun of me earlier. I like to have the candles.
You do, you do. You're like, you want the light to hit your eyes a certain way, and, you know, you get in the mood, right?
You got to be in the mood, man. At least that's what I do. That's what I got to be in the mood for. Again, hope you're feeling a bit better. I know last week was a bit of an off week. You weren't feeling that great. You doing better now? Everything all right?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot better. Appreciate it.
Good, good, good. Well, we definitely missed you last week, but Robbie did a great job sitting in with our conversation with the one and only Rev Ciancio. It was a great conversation about a lot of marketing tools, which was really cool for some people to hear, which, you know, to have someone like him come in and do that and be a part of it was really great. So hopefully you got a chance to check out the episode. If you haven't yet, you can find that on iTunes. And again, the best part about all these things, Dave, they're all free. It's free. That's it. It's free. It comes to your phone easy for free. You can listen while you're working, listen while you're driving. You know the deal.
No, can't be free.
What's cheaper than free? I don't know. Is there anything cheaper than free? I've never heard of it. But yeah, man, so it was great having him on, like I said, having him come in and pinch hit, but no one does it quite like you do it, brother.
I appreciate it. Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, I've been training for a long time, getting up really early in the morning, doing my laps.
Sure, sure. It makes total sense. It makes complete total sense. I couldn't agree more. I want to bring everybody up to speed on a couple of things. So when we had our – you remember we did that roundtable. You were here live in the studio bar with me. We talked about doing a lot of things. Remember we had mentioned about doing an event for the Navy, remember?
We did.
Well, to keep everybody,
I do remember.
Yeah, so to bring everybody up to speed, I actually have been in contact with said Navy, and I am having a conference call with them tomorrow to fish out the details.
Nice.
It's happening tomorrow. That's pretty cool, right? I mean, I think it's actually going to happen, dude.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
We're going to go out there and cook some food with the Navy guys and hang out with them, man. And, you know, we've got a lot of good brothers who are jumping on board with us who want to be a part of this. So that makes it even more fun when people are on point with you.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, that should be a good time, man. I'm looking forward to doing it. And I hope to the fact that we can pull this off the way I want to pull it off because, you know, I really want to wear a Santa beard. Yeah. And
You think they'll let us on a submarine?
You've got quite the strange cough there, Dave.
Yeah.
I think they would. You know, I kept telling them. I said, listen, we want to come out there, some good brothers. We want to cook for the Navy guys. We want to do a fun show for the Navy guys. And we're going to smoke some stuff. And we're going to smoke stuff. Like smoke some meats and hang out and have a great time. And then I want to drive a submarine. And then we'll make some food. And maybe I can drive a submarine.
Drive it?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, man, if you get to drive, like, do we get to shoot torpedoes?
Yeah.
Like, practice ones, at least?
I'm like, listen, if we can at least... you know how amazingly happy I would be if I could load you into a submarine, like, torpedo tube to shoot?
It'd be cartoon. It would totally be a cartoon. I'd get stuck, and then, like, the whole, like, front of the submarine would, like... Oh, you mean just, like, for me to get in the submarine tube?
Yeah.
I'd still get... I'm pretty sure I'd get stuck. I'm bigger than a torpedo.
Now you're just bragging, all right? We don't need to hear anything about this. This is a family-friendly show, for fuck's sake.
Well, you know, I'm just saying.
Always talking about your size. Well, listen, man, speaking of size, something pretty amazing happened this week that I wasn't quite aware of until it was brought to my attention. Did you have any idea this freaking program? We were number 4 on iTunes.
I did not know that.
In food, number 4 in food. 66 or 64 in arts overall. For those of you who don't realize, that's a really big deal because there's a lot of food shows. We were better than Richard Blaze. We were higher up than Richard Blaze's show. We were higher up than Bon Appetit. I mean, we were higher than a lot of big name things.
Suck at Bon Appetit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this stupid freaking program was higher than all of those stupid shows. I couldn't believe it. I was blown away.
That's what's up.
I mean, the proof is in the picture. You can find it on my Instagram. You can see it there, where it legit is. You know, it shows it on there. Like we are up there, which is crazy talk. And you know, I checked tonight, and I'm guessing that after the new show airs, it's probably, you know, it probably is higher than, you know, on a Sunday or something like that, right? Yeah, our buddy Demetrius, because Bon Appetit was 5th. Ha! He's laughing. They were below us. But so it'll be fun to see what happens this week with it. You know, I mean, it's interesting because. I think it's higher earlier in the week because we air on a Monday, and so, like, you know, probably on a Saturday it goes down. But man, we're still in the top 100 right now, which is pretty cool. And that's just based off of last week's shows and the other shows.
That's what's up.
Ooh. I was kind of hoping you add a little bit more there, so I can take a sip of my drink.
I'm sorry. You know, I have like the best timing for that. It's like a sixth sense. I'm like, oh, he's gonna take a drink. I'm not gonna say anything.
But it's a big deal, man. So we really, truly appreciate it. It's after you know, years and years of doing the show. It's really a nice little, what's the word I'm looking for here, Dave? Verification kind of for me that, you know, people do dig the show and are checking it out. And I knew it because I can see downloads. You know, it's the way they show downloads. It's not an exact science, but they kind of, because it comes from so many different places. Like, there's so many different places the show goes. Like, it's not just iTunes. Like, it's on all these other podcast distributors. And so they don't have an exact science to it, but I knew we were getting pretty good downloads. I know they've been going up lately, which is pretty cool. So I just had no idea that it was making that much of an impact. So that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm not tooting my horn whatsoever. I'm tooting the horn of everybody else who supports this program, who's been on board with us doing this since day one. You know, back the Blog Talk Radio days and all those things, man. I mean, it's just it's amazing to have that, and I truly, truly appreciate it. It means the world to me. And look for some big things, man. We got some plans. We're working on a couple big plans, man. I think the next thing that's gonna happen is probably some gear. I have two shirt ideas I want to do.
Some swag, some gear.
Yeah, man. So why not? You know, it's a great way to do it. And speaking of gear, we got some gear to give away tonight. Do you want to do it at the beginning of the show or at the end of the show?
Let's do it at the end of the show.
All right, we'll do it at the end of the show. If you want to enter in, if you haven't done so yet, you can go to the Instagram, my Instagram, @chef_plum on Instagram, and check out the Instagram story. It's how you can enter to win the competition. It's not even really a competition. Just enter in. You basically answer a poll question, and then we're going to pick a name at random from people who answer, and you're going to win a gift of your choice from our friends over at Line Threads. Eric over there is a good brother, so we're thankful for him to come on board and, you know, give us a little thing to give away. So that's awesome. And also, if anybody wants tonight, Dave, tell them what's happening tonight for the show that Line Threads is doing for us.
Oh, yeah. You guys can go on their site, linethreads.com. You can check them out on Instagram at line.threads. And tonight's promo code is Plum Love Foods, and it takes 25% off your order.
Oh, how about that? 25% off. That's pretty nice, man. I mean,
yeah.
25% off. I like that. So, you know, maybe we'll share that with some people on Instagram as well. But 25% off, the code is PlumLoveFoods at the website, and get yourself 25% off. It's through 10/17. When is that?
What's today, the 14th? Let's see. I'm bad at dates, man.
I think it's for 2 days. I think it's today's the 15th.
So yeah,
I think
2 days, Wednesday. Yep.
Yeah, so that's pretty dope, man, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome, man, awesome. Well, listen, you and I had talked before, and yesterday one of my favorite things in the show, and one of the favorite things that people to check out this program is when we have chefs on and talk, and we've had everybody from Guy Fieri on to, I mean, hell, having Dame Drops on a couple weeks ago was amazing. He's a really big name to have on, but one of the things that we get a lot of feedback on this program is when we have on, you know, just different chefs from across the country telling their story, coming on here and talking about what brings them to the table and how they got to where they are, and, you know, I thought it's a great way to start a new series, and we're going to call it Portrait of a Chef, where we have chefs from across the country who, you know, deserve a little attention, deserve someone to see them, and, you know, maybe they've just been slaving away and, you know, never really wanted to be in the spotlight. But, you know, in this program, it's a great outlet for them too, right? I think so, Dave, because they can come on here and it's a safe place and say what you want. Don't feel like you have to, like, censor yourself, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
You've learned.
Yeah.
And you're the worst talker ever. I'm just kidding.
I am. It's bad.
I'm just kidding. You listen. yeah, so we put it out there, and I'll put it out again this week too. But you can nominate a chef to be on here, and then we'll reach out and we'll start having them on. I don't know, man. I thought maybe we'd do 6 or 10 of these, something like that. You know, maybe not consecutively, but throughout the rest of season 6, that's what we'll do. You know, the Portrait of the Chef series.
Nice.
But tonight, by nomination, our first guest is a chef who I think a lot of us know from Instagram. She's a very supportive person. She's a very nice person, which you don't see a lot in our business, do we, Dave?
No, I think you see a lot of, like, supporters. Just, it takes a while to find it.
Okay, fair enough. But to have someone like her on to open up this series is super exciting to me, because it's exactly what I think it's all about when it comes to doing this stuff. I mean, she's been in the business for a very long time, didn't have any real training, but it's kind of just been all around, 25 years in the industry, everything from a personal chef to prep to brunch to working the line to sous chef to chef. I mean, you name it, she's probably done it and been around the business. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, our guest on the Portrait of a Chef series, the one and only Chef Lisa Hannifer. Lisa, good evening.
What's
chef.
Up, you guys? How What's up? Now, I'm good.
I was making fun of Dave's awfully feminine cough he had a minute ago. Well, maybe that wasn't him. Lisa, thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Well, when we first started doing this and talking about this, Dave was like, "You have to have Lisa on. You have to have Lisa on." He's like, "She is so awesome." And I'm like, "You know what? That's a good idea. I'd like to do that." So Dave was the gentleman who nominated you.
Yeah. Dave is a dude.
Dave is a dude. You are correct about that.
Did he say whoa?
So Lisa, so you're in Detroit, right? Up in Michigan?
I am currently working in Detroit. Yes, I am.
And so what is your current position where you are, and what do you do?
My current position now is prep cook, occasional line cook, occasional raw bar bitch. That's kind of what I do.
Huh, I'm pretty sure calling yourself raw bar bitch is not something you should do in 2018. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, though, you know?
Like, or maybe it's something I shouldn't say. Maybe it's something I shouldn't say, Dave. Like, that's how I might get in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, if a dude says it, it can be taken so many different ways.
It certainly can.
Okay, well, on occasion, I work the raw bar.
Nice. Now, what does that entail, the raw bar? Are you, like, cracking oysters and stuff?
Basically, yeah. I'm just popping oysters. Sometimes I step over to help out with some of the plated stuff. But generally, I just pop oysters, which is cool. I like it.
Nice. And you've been in the business a very long time, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm I'm older than pretty much everyone I work with currently.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah, it's, you know. But yeah, I've been doing it for quite some time now.
Good. Yeah. What do you got, 20, 25 years? What do you got in the business?
Yeah, something like that. 25, going on 30. I don't know. I mean, I started baking first and kind of fell into cooking. So
right.
I mean, I was in my 20s and I'm 51 right now. So
okay, awesome, awesome,
very, very cool. So you started in your 20s though, like you got into it. Now was it like a second career, or was it kind of a I need a job sort of scenario?
Well, it was a little bit of both. I had been baking for 4 or 5 years, and I was working a midnight shift, and I needed to leave that job and find something else. So I found a 2 a.m. breakfast cook.
Wow.
And I kind of bluffed my way through the interview. Yeah, I know how to make breakfast, no problem. And they needed somebody, so I started working at a hotel. And I went from breakfast to banquets to day-to-day, and I was there for about 4 years, and I learned a lot.
Wow. And was that a hotel, you said?
Yeah, it was at a Hilton here near my house.
Nice. And so you stayed there about 4 years working breakfast, yeah, which is not a bad gig. And honestly, sometimes you're taking those corporate type jobs, especially in your early in your career, is not a bad place to be.
Well, no, it wasn't, because I learned a lot of stuff. So, you know, I mean, the breakfast gig was just part of it. I like opened the restaurant for military enlistees at like 3 a.m. Yeah. And then opened the regular restaurant. But then I learned a lot of other things along the way.
Man. And so do you miss doing the breakfast stuff all the time now or no?
Not so much, but it is a different skill set that not a lot of people have. So it's kind of good to have that under my belt.
Yeah, for sure. So after you were doing the breakfast cook, where'd you move on to from there?
I did a little pastry chef near my house for about a year. And then I, you know, just making cakes, brownies, cupcakes, that kind of stuff.
Simple stuff, right?
Just, you know, it wasn't too bad. It was just simple stuff. Nothing extremely fancy.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I mean, listen, getting that experience kind of bouncing all around. Now, any thought ever to, you know, taking some classes, some culinary classes or anything like that? Or was it just not in your... See, for me, I didn't go to culinary school until I was 25.
You know, I felt like I learned more on the job. And I always found somebody else that I could learn more from. So, for me, it was just better to do it that way.
Right. I mean, either way, there's no right or wrong.
Well, right. I mean, every opportunity to learn something, you know?
Totally. But, you know, I mean, you work with guys who have done both. And, I mean, do you see much of a difference when you do both?
Yes and no. But, I mean, you know, you've got your classic, like, what sort of cliched culinary graduate sort of person. But then you have other people that have come up the same way I have. So, right. I mean, it's a nice mix.
Now, you basically, I know that you have a son, right?
I actually have three kids.
You have three kids.
I have three grown children at this point.
Yeah, well, listen, that's interesting to talk about, though, because you raised them pretty much while... I mean, how old are your kids? Is that okay to ask?
My oldest is 30, soon to be 31. Right. I have a 29-year-old, and I have a 26-year-old.
Okay. So it's, you know, you basically raised these kids in the business with you. Like, you worked in this business while, you know, you were raising the kids, right?
Exactly. I had a lot of support from my husband. You know, if I wasn't with them, he was with them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, they were there for the whole shebang. So mom wasn't always around.
Well, sometimes also, like, having kids and working a, you know, like a corporate hotel job or something like that is actually a good thing, because it offers a lot of perks for families.
Well, it does. It helps out a lot. But, you know, I mean, you've got your pros and cons to both of that. And especially in this business, you know, you miss a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, listen, I started working privately with people, and it's definitely a better scenario, but you still miss stuff, you know, all summer long. I pretty much miss the summer. Dave's been with me on my job out in the summer.
Yeah. Well, I just actually had shared this story with a friend of mine this weekend, because my youngest graduated from Michigan State a few years ago.
That's cool.
And while she was walking across the stage, I was doing Mother's Day brunch. I couldn't be there.
Who has graduation on Mother's Day?
Yeah, I mean, who does that?
What the fuck? That's some shit Dave would schedule.
I know, and so my other daughter had sent me a video while I was working, and here I am, like, bawling like a baby and filling up hotel pans with stuff going out to the buffet. It was ridiculous.
Did they let you go early at least or something so you could
No, they didn't.
The chef was an asshole.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, he should have let you go. I'd let you go. You would never come in.
Take the day off. I'm like, it's Mother's Day. We're feeding like 400 people.
Wait, he offered you the day off?
How is that going to happen?
did the chef offer the day off, or they were like just taking?
No, no, I was not offered the day off.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No, and at that time I was crew chef, so there was like really no way.
Yeah, no, you're not getting off. That's not happening.
Yeah, not happening.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's the business, though. It's the nature of the beast. That's what happens.
Yeah, it is the business. You have to make compromises.
I mean, there's good and bad with it, you know, I think, especially when you're starting. And how, let's see, how long ago was this? Were you 10 years into the business, or?
Well, let's see. This would be about 3-4 years ago.
Oh, okay. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you knew what you were getting into.
Well, yeah, I knew what I was getting into. But I was also setting an example, I think, for my kids.
Right.
Basically, you know, you have to work. You have to do what you need to do.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. You know, yeah. It's funny, I think, when kids watch their parents, you know, especially parents in the business, watch them work. It's a different scenario, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's a learning thing for them. I think you're right about that, for sure. I mean,
well, yeah, and I would like to think that by showing them, you know, a work ethic, that would be something to pass on.
Right. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Dave, that was your spot.
Oh, I had a spot.
Dave.
that was your spot to plug.
Well, you can check out Lisa on Instagram at lisa.hannaford.
There you go. So, Lisa, when you started realizing that you were going to be in the business, like, this is the way I'm going to be, like, I'm not moving on, this is like a job I'm going to do for a couple of years, did you start to regret it, or was it because, or did you just love it? Or was it not a love thing at all? It was just a good job. Listen, I first started working in the business, it was a good job. I didn't love food. I didn't cook, you know, to change the world or anything.
Well, you know, I feel like I kind of fell into it and then realized that this was, like, what I was actually really good at. And I didn't make any other kind of backup plan. So I just kept going.
Right. Yeah, you know? I mean, it's funny because I don't think a lot of us have backup plans when we start doing this stuff.
No, I have no backup plan at all.
Right. I think the backup plan is that you're a cook, because being a cook, and there's no shame in saying cook. I call myself a cook. I think being a cook is a great thing.
You know? Yeah, I'm a cook.
Yeah, I mean, but being a good cook and being good at what you do, you'll always work. You'll always be able to get a job.
Exactly. You will always have a job, because people always need to be fed.
Yeah, you're not going to get rich and change the world with, you know, money and stuff, but you'll be able to support yourself.
I mean, I'm not trying to get rich.
Right.
You know, like, this is seriously just what makes me happy.
Yeah, you'll be able to support yourself and handle your business. That's good.
Well, yeah, and now it's just me and my husband. So it's like, okay, we're good.
Now, what does he do? Is he in the business or no?
No, he's not in the business. He's actually, like, computer tech support, which is completely unrelated and something I'm really totally not interested in.
The best part was when I emailed Lisa last night, I didn't hear back from her. She emailed me this morning. I'm driving into work into the city, and she goes, I don't have Skype, sorry. I'm like, what does that mean? You don't want to do it now? You don't want to be on? Like, it was
like,
very final the way you said
it. I don't know what to do.
It was very final. It was like, I'm sorry, don't have it. And I was like, sorry, like, you don't want to be on?
Yeah, no, I'm like, I want to be on. Is there another way?
But then downloading, it's easy. It works fine. Piece of cake, you know?
Yeah, I figured it out.
But the reason we like Skype, though, is because the audio is so clean. When you listen back, you'll see the audio is so clean.
Yeah, it's just, like, I totally, fully admit I'm technologically inept. So all of that's a little intimidating for me.
Right,
so
on. No doubt.
I was like, all right, I'll download it. I'll figure it out.
What's been the most challenging moment in your career up to this point? Like, what would something that sticks out in your mind that you're like, God damn, that was hard?
Oh, Jesus.
You cooked for Jesus? Just
kidding. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know how many moments. I mean, the Mother's Day thing was hard enough.
Yeah.
I would say.
I remember lots of Mother's Days. I remember working a Mother's Day in Florida at a restaurant. It was a corporate restaurant I was working at the time. I was working the pass, and I got there at 9, we opened at 10, and I basically was on the pass till midnight that night. I mean, tickets on the floor, it was just ridiculously stupid, and I was not happy when I left. And when that fucking last, and you know what happened too? You guys all know this shit. I've been getting my ass kicked. I mean, they went into my ass dry and didn't even give me a heads up or a warning. They just went in and just kept hitting it. It was not good. And then we were about 5 minutes to close. I cleared the board. I was finally going to walk outside and smoke that cigarette, and a fucking table walked in. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All of my, like, standards and, like, oh, well, we have to do the first table has to be as good as the last table or whatever. And all that. I was like, these motherfuckers. I was like, tell them all we have is bread. We have bread, and it's burned.
That's all you're getting.
That's all you're getting. You guys see me get my, like, my going in dry joke, but that's fine.
Yeah. I just chose to dismiss that.
Well, we used to have this, like, we used to have this front of the house manager, this assistant manager at that restaurant. No, at another restaurant in Virginia, who, right before it would start to get busy, she'd walk in, she would stand on the line, like on the expo line, put her hands up on the window, and very, very sexually goes, "All right, guys, you're going to feel a little push here in a minute." I was like, "What? What is happening? What is happening?"
That totally sounds like something I would say.
Oh my god, you're going to feel a little push. I'm like, "A little push? Are you kidding me? They went in dry and didn't even ask. They just jumped
That's
in there.
Right. Pull it out. It's done."
Oh my god, I'm pretty sure some blood back there. That's all I'm saying. But so Mother's Day was a rough one for you, but I mean, you know, you've done Mother's Days before. Like, that wasn't your first time.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've had plenty of those days. I mean, even just like from the worst brunch service ever, where people were like walking out, and I also had a bridal tasting at a country club I was working at, and at that time I was planning my daughter's wedding, so I was like hyper aware of how really, really good that impression was going to be, and it just, the ship started sinking, was nothing we could do to stop it, and it was just awful.
There's no life rafts. You're like, fuck, you're all going down.
And then I got called into the owner's office to have a talking to over my angry demeanor. I'm like, I have literally a general manager standing there with a bag of frozen chicken fingers, you know, like, "Oh, well, hey, we can serve these." And I'm just like, "That's it. I'm out. I'm done. I can't do this."
Oh, my God.
It was bad.
Well, it's funny. We tell these stories now, and our buddy here, Dave, on the line with us, man, he'll do 600 covers on a Saturday night. And he's like, he'll call me and go, "Man, it's not even like I'm working. It's crazy." But why is that? Is it because of the help? Is it because of the quality of help you have? Why is that?
I mean, I have a solid-ass crew, honestly. Like, I mean, there's hiccups along the way, but it's never anything to just be like, to just freak out about. Yeah. So,
well, right.
I mean, we're staffed pretty well, you know, like, I mean, it's a casino, so, I mean, you can have two guys each station on a busy night.
Right. Well, I think there also reaches a point in time, it's just kind of where I was going with this, that in your career where you kind of stop getting mad. Like, you realize it doesn't really help anything. And Lisa, I think you probably vouch for that. Like, there's no point in it. Like, what the hell's the point of getting mad and screaming, right? It shit still has to get done. Uh-oh. Did I lose you? Uh-oh, I think we lost Lisa. She's now showing a video of her stuff. Dave, do I have you still?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Can you guys hear me?
Now I got you. You can turn the video off. I clicked over to Skype and I see Lisa showing me her curtains.
That's right.
You can turn off the video part. If you look at your screen.
I'm trying to figure it out, okay?
Oh, okay. There you go.
Okay, good.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. Like, it comes to a point in time where I think you realize after experience and time doing this, getting mad doesn't do anything. It doesn't help anything. You still gotta get shit done, you know?
Well, I literally, at that particular event, the owner had said to me, you know, "You lead the kitchen. You really have to be aware of how you're presenting yourself."
You set the tone, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm like, I can't even be mad at that because you're right. And it's really stuck with me.
Yeah, I think it's funny how those things stick with you, and you're right about that. How things do stick with you like that is—that's a great question. You set me up there. You know, aside from him saying that, you know, what have been some other things that maybe people you've worked with in the past have said to you that kind of stuck with you a little bit?
Well, because I don't always ask for help when I need help, because I'm all like, "Well, I can handle it myself."
Right.
You know, and then it was like, "Well, you never say anything," and then you're like yelling. And I'm like, I don't feel like I'm yelling, and I was kind of pissed. But it took me, you know, like a half an hour, and I was like, "No, dude, you're totally right."
Right.
So, you know, it's all like a lesson learned.
sometimes asking for help is actually the smart thing a leader would do, you know?
Well,
realizing
right.
you need help.
You know, and you have to take a step back and, like, really examine that and say, okay, you know, so these are maybe the things I need to work on.
Our buddy Dimitri, who he's chiming in right now, a good shout-out. Big shout-out to our good brother Dimitri at Food, Fire, and I.
Yeah,
love
yeah.
That guy. He was just chiming in saying the line feeds off your energy, so you have to be calm no matter what. And he's right about that.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're a leader, that's what you have to do.
Well, right. And it's pushed me to really sort of look at myself and how I can do things better.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So when you look at how you can do things better, what are some things you've seen? Maybe it's not you, but you've seen some people do that are... You know, we don't want to talk about the obvious mistakes, but things that people come in and maybe it's a mentality they have, or, you know, what throws up a red flag for you when you see somebody new come in the kitchen?
Well, honestly, the thing is, like, the amount of talking about where I've worked and what I've done and yada, 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 yada.
At my last restaurant.
I literally don't have to hear any of this. I just have to watch you work for, like, 10 minutes, and that tells me everything I need to know.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. No one, I don't care what you did at your last place. If you cared,
no,
you'd still be
really
there.
Really, because I don't talk about that kind of stuff. I just put my head down and do the work, you know? I don't know everything. So
you know, I think it's one of the things that got beat into my head when I went to culinary school, because when I went to CIA, it was the old school regime there, and
yeah.
It was, you know, they beat out of you. No one cares what you did before you got here. Nothing matters until the day you started here. Everything
yeah.
you did up to that point, we don't care about. It's nothing to do with us. You're probably doing it wrong. That's their mentality.
Well, you've got to, like, really open your mind to, like, okay, I don't know everything.
Oh,
and there's always opportunities to learn. I mean, that to me, that's the most important.
For sure. 100% for sure. You guys can't hear this background music I have on right now, but it's the worst thing I've ever heard. It's some house DJ song. It is horrendous. When you hear the playback of this, you're like, Jesus, that's really bad. I'm turning it off.
Oh, my God.
It was really bad. Like, I think I should get up and... If Dave heard it right now, he'd grab some glow sticks and start dancing.
Oh, geez.
Probably.
Have you ever seen that? That's a sight.
It's that awesome.
Yes, sight. I haven't seen that yet.
No, definitely not. You shouldn't see that. So you think that definitely if people come in and start talking too much about their old places, that's a red flag for you?
For me, it is. Because, you know what? You can tell me all kinds of shit, but it really doesn't mean anything. I want to watch how you work.
Right.
What
about these guys
it.
Who walk into a kitchen and, you know, maybe they've got 5, 4, 3 years of experience, of real experience, coming into the kitchen and they open their $300 knife bag and take out all their expensive fucking knives and they break out their $200 apron that they're wearing, their name brand apron, and they put it on and they spend 15 minutes setting their knives up and folding up their towels and making everything
okay,
look super pretty.
But can you do the job?
Well, 15 minutes has gone by and you're still folding a fucking
towel.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I don't have time for that.
You want to do that shit? Come in here early.
No, I'm just like, nah, you know, you're already off on the wrong foot with me.
Right. Well, it's funny, man, because it's just getting a different mentality. Because it's a different world of cooks that we live in now. And
well,
you listen,
it is. And
yeah.
I'm learning about that at my age. Because everyone I work with is like in their 20s.
Right.
So it's
listen,
a whole different kind of thing.
You and I have about the same amount of experience. You know, you probably have a little bit more than I do, but you know, I've got damn near 25 years of doing this, and I'm still not used to, you know, when I do a catering gig or something like that. You know, I'll take pictures. That's when it's the right time. You know, when it's the
well,
right,
right.
time, I'll take a picture. But I have guys now who will, you know, Dave, you saw it on a gig with me when one of the first gigs you worked with me. Guy took out his camera, started taking pictures of shit, and I had to snap on him a little bit. I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
And I ain't calling anybody out by name, but I'm just saying, like, it's not the time, you know?
Well, right. There's a time and place for everything, you know? And sometimes, you know, we had a farmer that we normally use at where I work now that brought in a shit ton of peppers, let's see, Friday? And, of course, we're like, wait a minute, we need to stage it, because your shit is so gorgeous.
Right.
We need to take a picture of it. But in the day-to-day, we really don't have time to do that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, get a picture of it when you can. You know, and that's fine. Because I know we live in a world of social media now. We live in that world. But, you know, I come from a time where that wasn't the world. I think you do as well.
Yeah, and that's not really a reality, a perfect, perfect picture.
No, it's definitely not. But
it's
but,
not. You try, because really the food is supposed to be the highlight.
Right. Our good buddy Kevin Levine, Chef's Couture, is on Instagram. Shot me a message and was asking me a question about pictures this past weekend. I was working. I couldn't answer you, brother. I'm sorry. I did call you on the way home, but it was late at night. But you know, asking about pictures, and I thought it was actually a pretty interesting question when he said about people staging photos and making things look a certain way. And
yeah,
you know, listen, I think it's a if you're gonna post a picture publicly, right? It should look good, you know.
Well, right. I mean, a lot of the stuff I have posted that I've done here at home.
It looks great, by the way.
So I can, like, stage it a certain way.
Yeah.
But, it's still, in the end, it's food. Is the food gorgeous? It's not what you did. It's the food.
Yeah, I mean, it's about looking pretty. Dave, what do you think, man? I mean, I know you have a thought about this, too.
I mean, I think anything that's posted on Instagram is, like, staged in some way.
It all kind of is, right? That's why Instagram has filters and lets you adjust color and shit.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean...
But I will add, I have never used filters.
Well, the filters are very the filters are very old school now. Nobody does that shit. We all could go in and adjust it like...
Well, you know what? If you get it in the right light, the food is gorgeous. You don't need filters.
And then here's the thing, too. With all the iPhone... Like, my iPhone, man, I have the iPhone X, and the portrait mode is next fucking level. It's amazing what pictures it takes.
Yeah, I had seen that on somebody else's phone, and I was just like, Jesus! It's sick. God, that's amazing.
It's sick, dude.
It is. But I don't have that. I've, like, got the iPhone 7, so...
It's still a great phone.
Yeah, it's a good phone.
You know, so when it comes to your business, man, and how long you've been doing this, do you ever see yourself leaving at this point?
No, I really don't. Like I said, I have no backup plan. Like, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do anything else.
Right. I couldn't agree more. I mean... But you look at your pictures and stuff, and you see how far you've come. You've raised 3 kids while doing this. That's pretty impressive. I mean,
I've come a long way. You know, I really, really have.
I mean, that's some pretty amazing shit. It really is.
Well, thank you.
And you know, especially, I know how hard that is to do. I have 3 kids myself. I know.
Oh, my God. And now I'm like, I have 2 grandsons at this point. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, but here's the cool thing about... I saw that, and I wasn't sure if we could talk about that. But I want to tell you something why I think that's awesome, right? Because you're not, like, old. Or, like, you know, like, you have grandkids at an age where, like, you could totally enjoy it. Dave, you know what I'm talking about, right? Do I sound like an asshole saying that, Dave?
Like, no, you don't sound like an asshole. Are you kidding? Like, I just actually spent the afternoon with my grandsons yesterday.
I mean, I'm sure, the beginning of that, like, getting to that point, like, you know, how having kids at an early age is not an easy thing, but, like... The payoff kind of in the end has got to be, you know, now that, you know, you're 50 and you have grandkids you can hang out with and you're not, like, you know, having trouble moving around or, you know what I mean?
Well, like that's what I'm saying. Like, if I want to do a dead-on T-Rex imitation for my grandson to make him laugh, like, I can do that.
Fuck yeah. I kind of want you to do that for me. I want to see that.
I'm serious. Like, I'm so good at it at this point.
Such a random thing to be good at. That's really cool, though. I mean, like, Dave liked that. It's a cool thing to see.
Seriously,
I mean, like,
the fact that I actually just get to hang out with them and be a kid, like, that's the best thing ever.
Yeah, it's super cool, man. I mean, I'm sure, like, you know, when you had that, you know, had your kid at that really young age, that's not an easy thing to have to deal with or go through in life. But, you know, when it comes,
well, you know, you do what you need to do.
Yeah, totally. Totally. When I first had kids, I was like, I shouldn't be in charge of fucking a dog. Why do I have twins? This is fucking crazy.
But you make it work.
Yeah.
You know?
You learn
I mean,
it.
Literally, that's it.
Yeah, and that's what it is. You make it work and you deal with it. It makes you grow as a person. And clearly it's
absolutely
made you grow as a person. And it's funny how those things probably affect you or how your culinary career and vice versa affect each other with that stuff. Because,
well, for sure. You know, I mean, the year I turned 50, it was a lot of... sort of the year of reflection and sort of, you know, like, where have I been? Where am I going? Where am I at now? You know? So, I mean, it's all good. I wouldn't trade any of it.
So where do you see yourself going now? I mean, you're a prep cook right now. Are you trying to move up or are you just good
you know what?
Doing
but I'm really happy where I'm at. So I haven't actually gave that much thought as to where I'm going next.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think you have to. I think you just
well, you know, whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Right.
So, you know, I'll just write it and see where it goes.
You know, I think that's the cool part about it. I mean, you've got enough experience underneath your belt. You know, it's not like you need to plan anything. You're doing well. Your husband's doing well. I mean, you're just kind of riding out, enjoying life, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, you know?
Big shout out to our friend Mike Stibe from Ergo Chef who's tuning in to listen tonight. He sent me a text and was just bitching about the fact he had listened to 60 seconds of commercials before he could hear anything. Dude, you think this shit's free? Somebody's got to pay for it.
That's right.
Goddamn. 60 seconds of commercials and you get to this audio gold? I think you should be thanking me.
Thank you.
See, Lisa's thanking me. There you go. So, Lisa, in your culinary career, right?
Okay.
The whole spanning of everything that you've done, right? If there's something you could go back and do differently, what would it be?
You know, I think if I had known years and years and years ago that this was the path I was going to take, maybe I would have considered going to culinary school to get the sort of basic groundwork.
Yeah.
Because, you know, learning on your way up is not always easy.
Of course not.
But, you know, maybe I would have done that in the past. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, I've actually done pretty good so far. So I don't think it's mandatory to have that kind of training.
No, honestly,
that's the only thing I ever thought about doing differently. Otherwise, I would have done exactly what I've done.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
Tonight we got Lisa Hannaford on the show. You can check her out on Instagram at lisa.hannaford.
There you go. Make sure you follow her too if you haven't done so yet. I'm pretty sure all of our friends do because it's funny how Instagram has created this community of chefs who is very supportive of each other and talk to each other.
I've met a lot of really cool people from Instagram.
Yeah, it's funny how a lot of you guys have all these private DMs and no one ever invites me into them.
You're like, what is that about?
I've got dick pics too.
I don't get dick pics. Like,
Dave
what
does.
Is that? I get like chicks like wanting to show me their nudie pics. Like that's what I get.
Well, if you want
to
trade, I mean, I can take over your account for a minute.
I will trade you.
That's a bad idea.
Like some Russian chick wants to show me shit. Like what the fuck?
Nice. Very nice. I'd like to see your things you show me. You cook your cabbage.
No,
you cook your anus of donkey. I'd like to see.
It's just wrong. It's so wrong.
And just so you guys know, that's what Dave's got over at Tuscany for at Mohegan Sun. He's got anus of donkey on special tomorrow night.
Oh, no, that's not true.
having donkey anus sandwiches. It's going to be delicious. but that you would change. You go to school. You think you'd probably take a little bit of an initiative to do something like that. Again, listen, I don't think it's a necessary thing to have to go to school, but I think it's a good thing. You know, I think anything that makes you a better cook in the long run. I went to school. I needed it. I needed the discipline. I needed the education.
I wanted the basic skill set.
Yeah. I mean, having someone teach you what a brunoise is and teach you what fond means and teach you what a bâtonnette, I mean, that's all good things to learn.
Right. But the thing is I have learned that on the way up.
Right.
So.
Right.
You know,
the first time, but no one told you the first time. They said, hey, go brunoise that carrot. You're like, oh, what?
Oh, my God. I had a job where for a year, that's all I did for 3 hours a day was brunoise and small dice.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, my knife skills were, like, better than they had ever been.
Nice.
During that time.
Nice. There you go.
But I learned it on the job.
So what have you seen when it looks like you have, you know, the Instagram crowd and people who are being positive? Have you seen a lot of negativity on there, or has it stayed pretty positive for you?
You know, I've really seen more positive than negative.
I agree.
Yeah.
How about you, Dave?
Same. More positive.
Yeah.
You know, and generally, if you do not engage the negative, it just goes away.
That's not always true, but okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't have any experience with that. I haven't gotten any negativity. I've seen it, but I haven't got it on mine.
Well, I mean, you and I have talked loosely in the past, just, you know, here and there, a few, you know, one-liners, jokes here and there, or whatever, saying what's up and doing the Instagram thing. But, you know, I can't imagine you'd have a lot of that. You sound like a very positive individual, a very positive person to have around, especially in the kitchen scenario. Is that really you? Is that you, or is that just are you putting on an act?
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm putting on an act. For the most part, I'm pretty positive.
I mean, I don't mean that came across wrong. I meant like put on an act like
yeah, it kind of came across a little wonky.
You're
there.
Fake, man. I guess, I mean, are you good at like wiping your feet at the door when you walk into work, you know?
For the most part, yes, I am.
Yeah.
But I'm also aware of, you know, if I come in and I'm just kind of like, arr, you know, I just don't want to talk to this person. I really just want to just do my shit and get out of here.
Right.
I'll be the first one to admit that.
That's okay, know? Sometimes.
And I try not to even give that to anybody else.
All right. Well, so that's a good thing.
It's a learning process. You know, I've been working on it.
Dave is one of the most positive guys I've ever seen in the kitchen. I watched him come in and do some work on a really rough day, and he did just fine, except for the end of the night. I'm obviously getting the bar tab for him. And it gets bad. Don't worry. I took him to the yacht club. We're having a great time. Lisa came out to Montauk and helped me out. Montauk is the...
I saw him, like, jump off the boat into the water.
Yeah, that was
like,
after
whoa.
97 tequilas.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. What Dave didn't know is that the bar tab was $450, and that was his.
Oh,
I was like, God damn it, dude. Really? Here
damn
I am just
it,
drinking
Dave,
beers.
Pizza.
Well, you know, you go to the bar, you drink beers. If you're a cook, you're a chef, they'll usually take care of you. My tab's like $2, and I'm good to go. However, they were doing inventory that night and counting all their tequila, so they had to bring every bit of it up. And, like, she handed me the bill, like, shook her head. She's like, I'm sorry, we're counting it. And Dave, he drank it all night. Next thing you know, it's like, God damn.
Dave, man.
Right, but to me, that's one of those ingrained in my head as a chef. You know, if you're the executive chef of something, you take care of your people. If you're going to go out with them,
yeah.
You got to take care of it. It's part of the deal. It's just part of what you do, and you teach other people that. Have you had anything like that come your way, whereas you're the chef, you're the person in charge, that kind of thing?
Well, I haven't as a chef, but I've actually been taken care of by my chef currently at a restaurant that I had gone to a few weeks ago. Which, you know, he knew the chef there, the girl that was at the door when I came in.
Right.
I just kind of, you know, sit at the bar, have a little food. I'm like waiting out rush hour. And she had texted my boss and was like, hey, you know, Lisa's here. What do you want to do? He's like, hey, she's worth it. Take care of her.
Yeah.
And they
whatever
did.
Whatever she needs.
And I was totally stunned. I'm like, I'm not, you know, I'm like the girl that sits in the corner at the bar and I like have my stuff, talk to the bartender. I don't expect special treatment.
No.
So it was like super cool. It was super nice.
Now, let me just, we don't expect special treatment, but I think there is a little bit of, there's a modicum of like a unsaid kind of thing for hospitality people. You know, I mean, obviously I'll go to the bar and if it's a bar that, you know, like in Montauk that I go to all the time, my tab will be really cheap, but not really because I'm probably going to leave $100 for the bartender.
Well, yeah.
You know,
I tip the bartender really, really good because I'm like, you know, you guys didn't have to do this. It was really, very cool, and I appreciate it.
Well, if you ever want to fuck with them, just have a great time. Just for a tip, just on the napkin, just write "never pet a burning dog," and leave that for the tip. But then give them money later. That shit's funny as hell to fuck with them.
I will remember that for next time.
Or you can say "or burning anything." That's just you shouldn't pet it.
Yeah. Well, like that one actually is really good.
Lisa, what would be a piece of advice that you would give somebody, a young culinarian coming in who's trying to make a career out of this and maybe, you know, is in the same boat you were in when you first started?
Well, you know, really just leave your mind open and don't take things personally. It's all a learning experience. I mean, literally, that's it.
I think that's probably really good advice.
Because in this industry, it's not personal.
No, definitely not.
I mean, you're going to run into your jackasses everywhere you go.
Dave.
And sometimes you've got to suck it up and just work that job until you can move on to the next place. But still, you have opportunities to learn everywhere.
How long have you been at the place you're at now?
I will be there 2 years in January.
And you're digging it? It's a good spot?
Which, yeah, for me, in the last 5 years, that's a stretch. I mean, I have not had the luck of finding a place where I've truly, truly been happy until this place.
Well, it's nice to find a place where you fit in. That's definitely a good thing.
Yeah,
but
that's
our business, that's what people do, though. You bounce around.
Yeah, you do. So, you know, I tried to make the best of a lot of places until I could find something. I mean, you can get a job cooking anywhere.
Right.
You know, but you like find a place where you feel like you're really at home. Like this is.
I gotta ask you a real life question though. So your husband who works like a regular job, like a real life job. My wife works a regular job. Does it drive him nuts when you're bouncing around a little bit? Because my wife's like, oh my fucking God, would you stop doing that?
No, actually, he's kind of used to it, and he's kind of like, yeah, she'll find something. You know, I mean, that's really his attitude about it.
Nice, nice. Dave, have you ever met her husband?
Yeah, I kind of lucked out with that guy.
Good for you. Dave, have you ever met Lisa's husband?
Once or twice, yeah.
Briefly, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah, I think it's tough when you find someone. How long have you guys been together?
Actually, on the 9th of this month, we've been together 31 years.
That's fucking awesome. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, he is the shit.
That's incredible, man. That's really. I just celebrated a 15-year wedding anniversary with my wife, and when you meet that person who can tolerate what we do, right?
Well, for sure, and the fact that he's totally fine with like, yeah, you know, my wife does this crazy shit. Well, you know, go ahead, she's good. You know,
right? So what's been, you know, as chefs and cooks and people in the industry, we get the opportunity to do some fun things and, you know, things that are out of the box a little bit, you know, getting to do certain festivals or getting to go and participate in certain events or be a part of it. Have you had a chance to do anything like that? And what's been your favorite?
Well, actually, me and Dave did a Chefs United thing and with Kevin in Myrtle Beach. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Right.
Yeah. I got to meet the kids from culinary school that were there helping us. You know, I mean, it was really neat.
That part's really cool to be able to do that and see the young culinarians. I agree. That's a really big deal to be able to have that opportunity to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially when you can affect somebody with your food. You know, that's a funny part. I don't think people realize how powerful food can be, how much it can affect somebody, how much it can affect
you
personally.
Well, and you can see it. You can see it in their faces. Like, they're so into it. Like, they don't care what they're doing. They just want to be involved.
Yeah, I think that's totally right. I mean, it's interesting to see, you know, how much. And the business is different from when you and I first started in this business. Like, I got the business to pay my rent, you know, to be able to pay my bills. And now people are studying in school to get into this business, you know?
Yeah.
And Dave, same thing for you, man. Like, you don't have any training, but you got into this business and trained, you know, got on-the-job type training. But, you know, you didn't come in here thinking I'm going to be a chef the rest of my life, did you?
Nah, I mean, I started working at a pizza place and I paid my bills and, like, I could party. So I was like, this is cool. And then I realized that I liked it.
Right on. I mean, that's what's up. I mean, it's a lifestyle for sure, right?
Yeah, I think in a lot of aspects it is. But the thing is, it goes into a lot of different types of lifestyles. But yeah, definitely a lifestyle.
For sure. But it comes to a point where, like, you know, Lisa's at, I'm at, Dave, I think you're on the way there too. Although you just started a new place, so it's a little bit different. But, you know, where you work your job and you come home at night, you know, where, you know, 15 years ago, that's not at all what I did. I'd work my job, I'd go out afterwards, and, you know, it changes. If you can make it through it, it changes.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I'd go back to those days, too. They were fun, but, you know, I think I'm good. I'm happy with it. I like coming home on Monday nights and doing this program and having a drink and talking to my good brothers and good sisters and calling it a night.
Yeah, that's pretty much, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know, I've, like, been there, done that. At my age, don't really need to revisit that anytime soon.
Right, right. Well, Dave, throw one more plug here before I ask you the final few questions, brother, if you got time. You got? Can you do that, or are you busy?
Are you busy?
Are you doing anything right now, Dave? What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm listening to you guys. It's like I'm having a great time.
You swiping on Tinder?
Nah, man. Not swiping on Tinder.
Hey, you're supposed to teach me how to do that, too.
The Tinder? I said Snapchat, and that's
No.
Whenever Dave says no, for some reason, I feel like I got in trouble. No.
No, you don't need to do that.
It's because it's rare that I'll actually say no.
You live in Connecticut with me now. I think it'd be fun to do Tinder with a picture of me and like, hey, I'm Chef Plum. That'd be fun.
No, I don't think so. It's not. It's a bad idea.
It could be fun, though. I mean, imagine the entertainment value we'd have with that.
It would be
maybe.
I'll give you that.
Maybe, yeah.
Lisa wants to come hang out while we do that. It'd be fucking fun.
I am there.
See? And you know, here's the best thing, you guys. I hope this is actually coming across. And having Lisa on right now is exactly what I want to do with this series, Portrait of a Chef. It's just, she's so easy to talk to. You can just tell she's been in the business. She knows what's up. everything is grain of salt. She's not worried about, she's not offended. She's just hanging out. My God, for God's sakes, I'm talking about making a fake Tinder account. She's like, fuck yeah, I want to be there for that. Like, that's what people in the business are. Real chefs and real cooks in this business, salt of the earth. I think of myself as that. I've been doing this for 25 years. Food's been putting a roof over my head forever. Food's been putting a roof over your head forever, Lisa. Dave, same thing for you. Like, it's a different breed of people, for sure. And I can't think of a better group to be around.
That's pretty much it.
Period. And I actually said that if I was forming a competition where stamina was the main key we had to have, I would take a bunch of culinary people and restaurant people because we have more stamina than fucking anybody.
Okay, well, I have a question.
Oh, okay.
What is your death row meal?
Death row?
Death row meal.
Why the fuck am I on death row? What happened?
I'm saying,
Dave,
if you were on death row and you could only have one meal.
Dave, did you let this happen?
I mean, wait, what do you mean that I let it happen?
I'm on death row now, apparently, and this is fucking your fault. What happened?
How am I involved?
Well, fucking bullshit, I'm on death row. The lawyer you got was some $3 piece of monkey shit you saw on a 1-800 number commercial.
You get one meal. Well, you get one meal.
I hear you one meal, but I'm trying to figure out why the fuck I'm on death row. It's fucking Dave's
fault. Look, here's the, look, I got a plan.
You told me you had a plan, but I'm still sitting here on death row.
Yeah, we'll write a book real quick, sell it, and I'll get you better a lawyer, and then you can appeal it.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, answer the question.
Our friend Food Fire and I, Dimitri, just chimed in and goes, you got a tender, that's what happened. death row meal, huh? I think,
death row meal.
Well, I'm pretty easy, Lisa, to be honest with you. For me, I would eat steak for dinner. I'd have steak for lunch, and I'd probably have steak for dinner as well, as breakfast. Okay. And if I'm having dessert, I'd probably order another steak. Or in my current scenario, which we don't have to get into, I would love a fucking hoagie. If you could give me a hoagie and a cold beer, I would probably, like, massage feet. Like, you have no idea. At the moment, I'm not drinking beer or having any bread or pasta in my life right now. It's a long story, but...
Oh,
and I love beer. You have no idea how much I love beer. Dave's witnessed this. I can drink tons of beer. Like, I'm world renowned for my beer consumption. But I'm not doing it now. I'm trying to maintain my Adonis-like figure since I turned 40 years old.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, listen, sounds like you're on death row right now. They already injected your ass. You're fucking dying.
Yeah. Well, I know what I'm eating. Okay, what are you eating?
I'm thinking of having a beautiful steak, a little parsnip puree. Right, because I don't need the potatoes. Watch my girlish figure, and
bro, man, you can have whatever you want.
Well, I gotta look good no matter where I'm going after this part's done.
All right.
Dimitri just he. I wish he didn't have my cell phone number. I don't know. This fucking guy keeps texting me. I love you, buddy. I'm just kidding. He just goes, "You ain't gluten free." He goes, "Bye," and puts a hand wave.
Oh my God. That's it.
That's hurtful. I think it would be a beautiful steak. Give me the 7th rib, butcher's cut ribeye, the one that they hide for themselves.
Yes, extra fat. That's the steak.
Give me that. I'll take it rare. I want a little parsnip puree with that. I want crispy onions, because who the fuck doesn't like crispy onions and steak? It's so hack. It's so lame.
It's true.
God,
it's true.
Damn it, it goes so well together.
God damn it, it's so good.
And I'd want my chimichurri sauce, or I actually would want the sauce that Dave made for an event we were at, where he had some avocados and tomatillos. That shit was fucking baller. And put that shit on some steak. It was so good. I would have that.
Right. Dave, what are you having?
I'm going to have tacos with fideo. And beans and rice, tamales, and tomatillo sauce.
Nice.
Fuck it. If you're going to shit yourself, you're dead. Who gives a shit, right? Let them clean it up.
That's exactly right.
Fuck it. If you're going to shit, just do it. All right, Lisa,
awesome.
Go for it. You asked the question. You got to answer it now.
Okay. Well, my go-to death row meal has always been fried chicken, greens, mashed potatoes, lots of butter, lots of bacon.
That's it.
That's all I want.
You don't want hot sauce on your fried chicken?
Nope. I just want like what my
anymore.
Uncle Chuck's fried chicken, fried in Crisco, like old school
Uncle
fucking
Chuck.
Fried chicken.
That's right,
Uncle Chuck.
Uncle Chuck made good fried chicken, huh?
He did.
Damn.
He did.
Dave, let's put on the bucket list. We got to get some Uncle Chuck's fried chicken because that sounds like
Uncle
a fucking
Chuck's
winner.
Uncle Chuck's fried chicken. You got to look him up. He was in Indiana. That's the way to go. Well,
All right, now I know why his chicken's so good, because ain't nothing happening in Indiana, so he's got to make fucking fried chicken.
They need to fry some chicken, though.
It makes total sense. Lisa, we appreciate your time tonight. You're the best. Final question for you. After work, when you get off, long day, whether it's, you know, you're getting off at 6, 7, 8, 10, whatever time you're getting off, what's your cocktail of choice and why?
It is a Moscow Mule Extra Lime, because I like it. Either that, if I don't have that, I'm a shot and a beer girl. I'm real simple.
Shot and a beer. I love that. That's a fucking chef answer right there. I'll get a shot and a beer and call it a night. Remember?
Yep. That's it.
Dude, I got to make my computer stop beeping when people text me.
I'm like, what the
that's,
fuck
that's
is
some
that
new shit that's
noise?
Happening. That's some new shit that's starting to happen. I don't fucking know. I suppose that music playing, too. Shot and a beer. I love it. So shot and a beer. What's your beer of choice? Are you like a domestic girl, or do you like a nice IPA?
You know what? I'm a simple girl. Domestic is fine with me.
Coors Light in bourbon, or Coors Light and Jägermeister?
You know what? I tend to go for like Labatt's and a tequila.
Okay, Labatt's, that makes sense. Up there in Detroit, near Canada, I get it.
You know, on occasion it might be a bourbon, but either way, shot and a beer.
Nice. You guys, Dave, tell them how to follow Lisa and see her, because she's amazing, and it's been a lot of fun sitting here talking to her tonight.
You can check her out on Instagram at lisa.hennaford.
Some great food pics there. She's a great person to follow. She's also a great person to reach out to if you ever need some positive energy and good feedback. Much love for you, kid. Much love for you. You're an awesome chef. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, you guys.
And listen, hang out with us for a minute here. We're gonna give some shit away. Unless you gotta go. Is your husband waiting for you?
No. I'm good.
Is your husband sitting on the couch wearing a Speedo, just doing the come here finger?
Come out here and listen to me, because it'll just be worse. He's in the man cave watching TV.
I wish I could say my wife was doing something fun like that. I think she's upstairs in bed. Dave, we have some gear to give away, sir.
Yeah, we do.
Talk about that is, man.
You can either go on Line Threads and pick out a hat or a shirt, and then they'll send it out your way.
Line Threads stuff's pretty good. Lisa, have you seen any of that Line Thread stuff? Lisa?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. She ran away. Have you seen any of the Line Thread stuff?
I'm right here. I have seen it. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, there's pretty good dudes over there, man. They got some fun stuff over there. And Dave and I both have some of their gear. And I'll tell you what, you know, our buddy Eric over there at Line Threads is a good brother, man. He's doing some good stuff. So I dig it.
For sure.
Dave, so we had said that we've been trying to do this giveaway for a while, but we keep getting wrapped up doing other things. And what I ended up doing was I went on Instagram and did a story. And I just asked a really simple question. And it's actually a very helpful question. And the question was... basically, are you, if we have people who aren't food people on this program, do you still enjoy it? Do you still dig it? And it's interesting the answers we got, man. It really is. Some people actually don't. They just want the food people. I had a couple people say that. And most of the overwhelmingly people have said yes, though. They like kind of the entire gamut. Because, you know, we'll have guys on here who are, you know, casting people for Chopped or like, you know, a casting agent for a TV show or a TV show host that does with food. It all kind of goes back to food, but you know what I'm saying, right, Dave?
Yeah, totally.
I think it's interesting to see how it can change, you know?
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I like it. I like when, like, the whole aspect and spectrum of the guests that have been on so far, so.
Now, I wonder if our guy, I should have asked him if we could do somebody who has to be continental United States.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
I didn't either. The shipping and whatnot. Well,
I'm not sure.
I have a bunch of different answers. And just so you guys know, it was 89% yes was the answer to the question, 11% no. With a lot of people voting, which was kind of fun to find out about you know, whether or not we care about people doing non-food. And as I scroll through here and look, I'm gonna run the scroll and then stop my finger, Dave, all right?
All right, like the no whammies, stop thing.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do. All the people who answered here. So let me just jump on here and do that. Scrolling, and stop. And it looks like, oh well, how about that? Our buddy Chef Dan Chef Daniel is the winner. He is going to win himself a brand new gear of his selection from our friends over at Line Threads. So big shout out to Chef Dad Dan. That was total just flipping it and stopping, and his name is the one I stopped on.
Sweet.
Big winner.
Yeah.
So we'll shout him out on Instagram. Make sure he gets a lot of love. If you haven't done so yet, you can also check out Line Threads, and there's a promo code, Dave, that they can get tonight on Line Threads. That's going to be good for a couple days. What is that?
It's Plum Loaf Foods, and you can check out Line Threads on Instagram at line.threads and online at linethreads.com.
And, of course, Lisa, you can find her on Instagram at lisa.hannaford, right?
Yep.
And, of course, Dave, you got to follow Dave at Chef Dave Boredom, and I'm Chef _ Plum. And I love how eventually we're going to stop saying our full names, and we're just going to say our Instagram handle. It's going to be great.
That's pretty much it, lisa.hannaford.
That's right, lisa.hannaford. Dave, that's about it, man. You got anything else to add?
Nah.
No? All right. Well, listen.
Dave, that was so lame.
I know, right?
It's just Dave. What are you going to do? He can't help it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for joining us tonight. Please rate, review, and subscribe. Thank you again for all the high ratings. We really appreciate that. Big shout out to Lisa Hannaford for coming on. Remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Why are we arguing? If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.